Hello and welcome to the second half of A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing this afternoon? Hopefully some of you who were with us the last hour are back for the second hour. And if it's your first time being a part of this show, I pray it's not your last time. Again, my name is Linda Sims. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or call in during a live broadcast by calling 703-83-9944. If you have any questions or would like to make any comments in reference to the subject we will be covering today. It's sort of like freestyle today, so we've been talking about a lot of things, but it's been interesting, so if you want to stick around, please do, because we have more in us to bring out. Okay, I'm going to get straight to my guest today. After I do have a new thought for today, and it's called Thought, Positive Thoughts. Let's see what that has to say. Meditation allows us to accumulate a stock of pure and positive thoughts. This will easily and automatically finish all waste and negativity. Where there is light, darkness does not exist. And your dad just talked about that, didn't he? That little itty bitty candle. Wow, isn't that something? In the same way, wasteful and negative thoughts are just a lack of a pure and positive state of mind. Take moments throughout the day to check and replenish the self. Oh, definitely. My. That is so powerful.
Definitely.
And my guests today, Willie Harris Tap One and his son Isaiah, they are my guests. And we have just been what they call shooting the breeze, talking about this, talking about that. And it's good seeing Isaiah. It's been a minute.
I know I haven't been here enough.
That's okay. You're busy.
But that, oh, man, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good topic to even have, because I try to stay in a mind frame where you can at least move forward, so that way it doesn't
have to.
Because it's easy to fall underneath of that negativity umbrella a lot these days, especially for a lot of people, because situations that's been going on nonstop can create some type of turmoil, you know, in the brain.
And that's true.
A lot of folks need exit, kind of just a release. Some people don't have that, you know.
That's so true.
Some people need people to talk to, or just to be talking, get it out.
Right.
But gotta keep some positivity in the forefront.
Amen.
I think it would help.
So I bring up this thought for today, Willie, and it's talking like you made this thought for today. Listen. Mm-hmm. Pure and positive thoughts. Meditation allows us to accumulate a stock of pure and positive thoughts. This will easily and automatically finish all waste and negativity. Where there is light, darkness does not exist. Didn't you just say that last hour?
We did say that.
In the same way, wasteful and negative thoughts are just a lack of a pure and positive state of mind. Take moments throughout the day to check and replenish the self. Get rid of all that negative stuff you've been listening to, because it gets you nowhere. Like Isaiah said, you can get lost in that stuff, you know.
You can get jumbled up in it.
Yeah.
Everything.
And nothing looks good to you when you get caught up in it.
We are, for the most part, we're frequencies.
Yeah.
And everything that's around is pretty much a frequency. Colors, pieces of wood, everything. So when you see bad vibrations, it affects you in a bad way.
Okay.
So
that's true. That's what he was saying. We got to get off of it some type of way. Right, talking to somebody or go running, you know.
Some people just let it hold them, hold them down, and
hold
then
them
it
down.
Just be more and more, and then one day you can't handle it.
Right,
and
then you
blow
go
up
off.
Do
crazy stuff.
And
then
you're just
right.
Like, well, what happened? What was? Why are they like this? And then you come to find out, repressed all types of negative info or not even information, but like feelings, emotions, maybe thoughts, memories, you know, some past time.
Absolutely.
People don't even talk like they used to anymore. It's fine.
No.
It's crazy.
They don't trust anybody.
It's a little strange, but you're right. People have a tendency
to hold all that stuff in and
Like, I even had peers that, you know, like, if we needed to talk to one another, we could talk to one another.
Right.
Eventually, somewhere after that, well, my generation is just kind of more downhill, or it's more like, you know, talk to your phone, a tablet. I think that's bad. We had outside time, at least, you know, still.
Right.
You know, like, you guys had, like, all outside. Then we had game and outside.
Right.
But we took more to outside than we did, you know, wanting to stay inside and gaming and all, you know, and that. And luck, thank you for these guys.
Right.
You know, and my grandmother, you know, just stay outside. You know, stay outside. Don't keep running in and out the house.
Right.
You got to pick one. It's either inside or outside.
Right.
And once you stay outside, lock the door. You know, right. So it was just knowing that a better outcome might be from going outside, playing with your friends,
yeah,
you know, riding bikes up and down the street, scooters, right, you know, playing catch, whatever it is.
Right.
That was more positive for kids and that type of, I guess, exertion of energy. Yes. Instead of now when they just want to, like, they just sit there on the phones or tablets and just be scrolling up and down and up, right, and down. And that's an all-day thing for them. Like, no.
Computers. And they have it in the school now. And I guess from the time they get up, they're on their phones when they get to school. They're on the computer, you know. When they go home, they got to do the homework on the computer. So
they try, like, to give us iPads. Right. School. I was like, that's not going to go over well.
No.
Like, what we use iPads for is games and other stupid stuff. Like, there's no way you're telling me you want us to use this for educational purposes. Like, right. Okay. But it was, you know, it was a thought. They tried it, you know.
Of course,
now, like you said, every day, all the time. Now they have it in the schools. Right. It's a part of the system. You got, yeah, they can take it home. They, yep, can rent them now. Like, they can take these things home and be like, yeah, well.
And they did that for COVID. They provided. Remember, everybody had a laptop.
I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Meanwhile.
They sure did.
Oh,
the government,
man,
was buying them. Here, your computer.
They was kicking stuff out for people.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's nice. But it was very nice. What about the regular school year when we need things? You know, like, we got things that need to be taken care of on the regular, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to get us to eat healthier. They had a garden, you know, so they would try to pick from the garden, and then people stopped taking care of it.
Right.
It would have been nice to know that we had fresh vegetables.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
All the time instead of something.
Michelle Obama started a lot of that.
And that was the beauty of it. Yeah. Like, it was not having a salad bar in the cafeteria.
I bet that
and
was,
you know,
nice.
I've seen people, they still upset because the whole talking point back when Michelle Obama was actually doing that, one guy came at me one time, she got it wrong. She didn't get it wrong. What was really happening, the sugar was the thing that wasn't the thing for the kids, you know, all this nonsense. And because, you know, she was trying to cut back.
And it was sugar.
All of it.
Let me tell you something.
That's what's wrong with us. Sugar, right? Too much.
In a half a carton.
Grape juice.
No. Chocolate milk. Because kids even drink more chocolate milk than they do grape juice.
Well, we was killing.
I know y'all was killing that stuff.
Killing that grape juice. Boy, hey, lad, you don't want this.
That,
you
know, too. Like,
ain't turning nothing.
Sweet.
But your,
well,
inside
that grape
purple
juice would turn. That grape juice would turn to wine. I don't think it was pasteurized. I know.
Actually, it did get sour one time.
Yeah, and I told a person one day, I said, "Y'all come in here in the morning time and say y'all feeding these kids these pizzas that's got that
sugar
and
the sauce.
Sugar in the sauce. I said you got bread, which is already a grain. They chewing that up.
That's gonna break down.
I said, and then you giving them milk. I said all that stuff gonna get in the body." And the body is 98 degrees, and the body's going to cook it, and the kid's going to have alcohol because all of that grain is going to be the same thing as cooking up and making moonshine.
Right. Oh, my gosh. I never even thought about that.
It's the same process.
What they send you, what they send you to
same
do
process,
as soon as
and then they
want to
know why the kids
sent activate us outside to recess.
Yeah.
So you got kids getting sick.
So you can
sick,
work all that stuff
back
off.
You got kids throwing up. It's hot. We just have it. Yeah.
Little boys, just as soon as they hit that door, bam!
You ain't lying. What? They had to. They had to start opening the door for us. Because they would tell us to line up at the door.
Right.
And they would say, okay, so, you know, y'all cleaned up everything. Everything is clean. Y'all can go outside. So line up at the door. we all run to the door. It's just nothing but boys first, right. Obviously. So we sitting there. I'd be like one of the first four people in the front. Like, I can't wait. Little feet just waiting for it, rocking back
open
and forth.
Open that door, right?
They said, all right, guys, you can go. Boom. That door flies open. And you just know at this point, you know to have that hand up there. Because one, it's a heavy door. But once it flies, it's gone.
Right, right.
And you can keep it open. So we're running through. Like he said, we just immediately, you just see kids flooding out.
Right.
We didn't have any real sense, and I understand that now, because we had steps. We had at least 12 steps that went down.
After you got out the door?
After we got out the door, and that led out to the playground and field.
Right, right.
Okay. So to explain, that there was probably about a 5-foot drop from the top of the steps to the field.
Right.
Those that weren't waiting, a.k.a. me and my friends, we're going over the wall. So we're jumping like off the wall, we slide down, we tuck and roll, we're gone. Okay.
Oh my
so
gosh.
We had a blast just going to recess.
I bet.
But like he said, we didn't think about any of the repercussions of drinking the milk, eating the pizza.
Because you're trusting.
And then it's like, yeah, hey man, you want yours? No, I'll take it. You know, so you're eating other people's stuff and people.
Yeah.
Then you sit in class like this. What's wrong? My stomach.
Right.
It's killing me.
Right.
Can I please go to the nurse's office?
Right.
They had the best bathrooms all the time. At all times. And it always smelled the nicest because it was the nurse's office.
Right.
It was like the doctor's office. Like, right. And if you always went down there, I'm not feeling too well. It's, oh, okay, you can stay down here. Yes. So it was just the comfort after all of that.
Right.
Luckily, we always had a nice nurse, and she understood how to take care of the kids, and she would send us back to class. But we did have a lot of incidents where chocolate milk didn't mix very well with kids in recess.
I couldn't imagine. Oh, my gosh.
Be hot outside, and we just, like, running. Oh, man.
You see, I didn't eat breakfast. There wasn't about no breakfast at home before I went to school. What? I barely got out of bed in time to get to the school, right?
You better have got to school on
my
time.
My mother would not wake me up. She said, you got to go to school.
The school is here. You know what time it is.
I think we had another whole experience with school than these kids.
Yeah.
These kids,
I know I did.
Experience with kids. They have to still go through the same kind of thing. But just like
traveling, it's way easier now.
They never.
Way easier.
Because some of the schools where they were.
I wish I could have rode a bike to school, like honestly. But neighborhoods.
We would have probably had to walk to those schools. Those kids, they didn't walk.
Everybody bus just about now.
Yeah.
they just bust.
Bus or Uber.
Right.
Which is crazy. People sending their kids to school in the Uber. If you ain't got nothing else to do. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
This is the new.
It's just how they,
our culture
it's
now.
Just how
this
they
is
doing
new
things.
Things, right?
It's how they doing things.
Yeah, it's just new, all new culture. Uber, net something. I never even thought about that, but
how
you're
kids
right.
Kids get to school Uber. Well, what do you do? Oh, nothing.
Well, you come up, Pastor.
Okay.
Pastor T to take his boy. Yeah. He had a limousine.
I was about to say the limo.
Really?
He had a limo.
He had a lot of cars, man.
And then he ended up getting a Rolls Royce?
Yeah, he took that one back.
I bet he did.
Well, me and
we were sitting there, because we were, man. It was like, man, yeah, man. And
we
God
took it
just,
back and told him, the pastor said he don't want this.
God just blessed me with a new Rolls Royce. Did he now?
This cost too much money to
upkeep. I'm sure it did.
It was beautiful, though. It was
I
a
bet.
White Rolls Royce.
We needed,
oh, don't
we
even tell me it was white. Oh, my.
It was beautiful.
Love that car.
He let one of the other guys was supposed to be changing the oil. And he messed around and put the oil in the radiator. Because he didn't know what he was doing. He had to get all that.
Yeah, man, I worked on a Rolls Royce before. Right.
Yeah, right. When?
You live in the city with me. Talking about
when?
You. Some.
Oh, my.
I hate that you can't have nice things. Oh, I hate that you can't have nice things. Maybe it's not even the nice things.
You can't if you keep it away from your people.
Yeah. So did any of you get pranked for April Fool's Day?
If we did, well, we don't know it.
Actually, yeah, I did.
Did
you? I did. Not really pranked, but I had a friend of mine So usually when people go up on Instagram, they mention you in like stories and stuff.
Right.
They let you be known that you've been in the story.
Uh-huh.
So he put in one of my like one of the chats, right? He said, "Hey, you, I've mentioned you in such and such. It looks exactly how it looks like when you get the notification on your phone."
Right.
So I pulled it down. I was like, "For what? Like it's 1st of April." So I went and I looked at it and I actually opened it up and it said, "Ha ha, April Fools! I didn't actually post you up there. I just wanted you to open this, but you know, you family anyway." I said, "That's hilarious." I said, "Well, I thank you for that, good brother."
Oh my!
But it was just, it was funny though. It was nice to know that humor is still.
And he thought about you.
You know, like it's nice to know that it still exists and yes. It's not over the top.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
But some things that people have done. Especially during April Fool's, should not be
now,
legal.
See, I kind of missed that since school. You know, we went to school. It was on.
It was on. Yeah, like eggs
all day long.
We got
little
confetti poppers.
Yeah.
We couldn't wait to get those. We had confetti.
Oh,
eggs.
There's a snake, and you'd be screaming and hollering and
crazy string. Oh man.
Kind of missed them school years, you know, really. Elementary, the most.
I don't think I liked them.
They didn't let me really do, like, Halloween. Like, you know, going out with the kids and cruising. But I could do, like, in school, they would have you walk around the school. You get your costume and go around to the classrooms, pass out candy and everything.
Right.
Everybody got their turns, you know. So, like, one floor would go, next floor would go, you know. And then when it's your turn to pass out the candy, you'll go back and hand out the candy to the kids. So I thought that was a beautiful experience to be able to have as a, you know, a little one. Now, like, first of all, the costumes that they have are ridiculous, okay? I don't even want to talk about the fact that, that Barbie movie is
did you see that?
No.
I didn't either.
And
like
I
said, it was off the chain, now.
I really don't want to, because I know if I go see it, I'm going to have some stuff to say. It's not going to be nice.
So what have you heard about that Barbie movie?
The problem that a lot of people had with the movie was that the Ken doll was supposed to be an actual Barbie instead of being a Ken doll. So they had, that's why he was given all the frilly things and certain attire that he was wearing. So they kind of made it a big deal after the fact that
Ken
men were being demasculated in the movie, and they weren't letting him actually play the part of
a man. Him and Huckleberry Finn, all those guys.
So him and Barbie him and Barbie weren't together, and she just treated him kind of just like the friend that was around while she was going out with everybody else and doing all this other stuff. Meanwhile, Ken is like the lonely friend zone guy, and I was like, okay, that's...
So why are they trying
wild.
To feminize men so...
Well,
just so much. I mean, what is
thing,
that about?
The same thing about being naked. People just went way too far to one side of just how they want to look at this stuff.
Right, right.
And whether you're feminine or not, what difference does it make? It doesn't affect you. It doesn't affect my life. I mean, even if you're around and you're working and dealing with people and they're in your family or whatever.
Right.
It don't hurt your life. They don't breathe for you.
No, they don't.
You still eat for yourself.
True. True.
So everybody, you know, I think that's one of the biggest lessons that I've been learning in my older age, man. People are just really different. And there's nothing you can do or say to get around it. People just not going to see the same thing. I can't tell you how much we look at the same stuff. I think I erased all them emails, though, to tell you the truth, the other day, because I did clear out some stuff. So that's what done happened with that, and I didn't erase it. I would have to tell them. But anyways, what I was trying to show was how you can... Dwayne took a picture of himself that he already had, and he put this other artificial... he was trying to show me. And what happened was the stuff that he had typed, his picture actually spoke it.
Oh, okay.
So you can make your picture talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they can do a speech. Not that, you know, like you see the commercials where the little kid be doing all the dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same technology, but it's not like what these guys, this AI stuff.
Wow.
Because his mouth, because it's an actual physical picture of him. And what they did was it just took that picture and make that picture talk.
Wow.
Animates it and then gives it, and like you said, that speech to text. And if you play with that
animation, you can get it.
Well, we see it on TV all the time. It looks like robotic type, but they be people and...
Yeah.
Remember Megan? You ever watch that movie? I think it's called Megan.
Yeah.
I watched that. Oh, yeah.
He didn't watch it. He's not one of those type of folks.
Oh, my.
It's a horror movie.
No, I don't get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was like that one. Robotic, but AI. It was like a little
robotic doll, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And then it became artificially intelligent and went on this spree to protect this little girl. And it, oh, man.
And you know what's really crazy now that we're talking about AI and robots?
What you got?
They were showing, okay, had the one robot boxing in the ring. And the boxer can't hit him.
Wait, you said the AI in the ring?
He had a robot that the guy was boxing against. The robot could hit the guy because he couldn't outfake the robot. But he couldn't hit the robot. Because the robot could move out of all his way because he had so many sensors.
Right.
So he literally couldn't hit this thing. So that lets you know you can't retaliate on something that you can't really
physically grab or touch. And well, since you brought up the fight, what about Mike Tyson's fight?
Oh, that's going to be a good one, ain't it?
What about
we
that?
We did a show about that.
We did.
This girl, she ain't looked at none of our stuff.
And on
but,
it, though.
She wouldn't. But yeah, she is on top of this stuff. That's why I told her she needs Mike to make Tyson. This into her thing, man.
Man, Mike Tyson and
what
Jake
Paul. What do y'all think
Paul,
about that?
I think absolutely not. I believe Mike Tyson going to go in there and obliterate the boy.
You think so?
Yes. Because the amount of experience.
He's 59, 60 years old.
What does that have to do with experience?
He ain't got enough time for that to make a difference.
No, he don't.
Mike Tyson
ain't gonna get tired for 4 minutes. You know how much damage he gonna do to you for 4 minutes?
Oh my God! Yeah, if he can get to you, touch
Mike Tyson can get to you because you can't. Where you gonna run? You only got 15 feet, whatever, or 12, whatever the ring is, and they cut that in half on you.
Let's just say this: if Mike Tyson could even hit at half the power he was then,
yeah. Yeah.
That's still going to hurt that boy.
They're telling this guy.
So.
They're trying to tell him he need to be looking at the film because
the people. Now, people are backing Jake Paul and Mike Tyson in both corners, okay?
Yeah.
They're trying to say, well, Mike, like you said, Mike, 57.
Yeah.
Age factor, 30 year gap.
But then they go back to when they show him in the gym today.
Right.
And how he was 10 years ago.
I'm like,
and it ain't that much of a difference.
Except
for his hair is different, and his skin is a little different because, you know, he was tighter.
Right, right.
But as far as his power and his quickness and his agility, he ain't lost none of that. And if he did, it's not enough to make a difference.
And he got him back in strength training now. So now they went from having him lose weight to getting him to build it back up again.
Right, right. Tone up,
yeah. And I just saw another video of him, and ain't no way I would try to do it.
Right. This dude is actually getting in condition for this fight.
Mike Tyson still has grown
just,
man.
He ain't
strength.
Just he ain't yeah, just exercising. True. He's actually getting ready for a fight.
We might need to bring that up one more time. Mike Tyson has grown man strength.
Yeah.
Jake Paul still has young man strength.
That's
okay?
true too. That's true. There's a difference.
Mike Tyson might ragdoll that boy.
Say ragdoll him.
If he gets a good connection like he really can,
yeah,
that's going to be a problem for Jake Paul.
And let me tell you this. Mike Tyson have been hit by some really strong boxers and survived the hit.
Right.
Very few boxers have survived his hit.
That's true. So true.
So if he does.
It's just the wrong kind of matchup is all I'm saying.
Right.
The only thing that guy got going for him is he's
57.
He better be glad Mike 57 and not 47.
Because if 47,
You're right.
That's why he didn't challenge him at 47.
Better be glad he ain't.
Now, how old is this?
He's only 27.
He's 27.
Yeah.
But still, like.
He's 30 years older than the guy.
Wow.
30 year more.
Well, he promoting him some money, though, isn't he?
I can tell you.
Building up some money.
Jake Paul is not prepared for that. Mike Tyson still fight down here while Jake Paul up here. He's not prepared for
that. And I've been seeing Jake Paul when he throw a punch, he pushes it. Man, that's going to be a problem.
Oh, my.
He ain't snapping nothing. So Mike just going to be knocking that out the way coming across with left cross and uppercuts.
I just hope this happens.
I hope that they get a sense to where they say
either gonna be guy, on Netflix.
They stop it so either guy don't if you
don't
see
hurt him. Each other.
Let him go.
They ain't in the cage.
Because Jake Paul needs to learn something. I don't like
him. And he's not even a boxer, right?
He is.
Okay, he is.
But the fact of it is that he wanted to.
He's an MMA fighter.
No, Jake Paul's a boxer.
Oh, he's actually supposed to be a boxer?
Jake Paul is a boxer. He became a boxer strictly to start the influential boxing arenas and then took it professional. So then from there, so-called professionally, he's been getting his own fights. So people have not really been setting these fights up for him.
Okay, okay.
People have been coming out, and he's been like, yeah, I want to fight such and such. And then they come out and be like, oh, okay, well, da-da-da-da-da, we can set that up.
Yeah.
And then they go out, they fight, Jake Paul, knock him out, and then...
I'm kind of glad, though, because boxing had kind of got quiet. You see, that used to be the thing. The fight parties, we'd be at somebody's fight party, okay?
Yeah, you gotta be ready. See what's going on.
Yeah.
Well,
a whole room full of folks. Food,
I guess you're right.
Drinks, all that, you
except
know.
For Mike Tyson's fight parties.
Right.
Yeah, his
we did. Yeah, we're like.
Well, you have to with Mike. I'm gonna tell
what
you, man.
That's when
I
get a beer.
Right.
I just went to the refrigerator to
right.
get that beer
and
came
it's over.
Back. I thought I was looking at highlights. I'm like, but I don't remember him fighting Spence. And they like he didn't except for today. And he saw him Spence fall. Wasn't even 90 seconds.
I know.
And he was scared when he went in there. He was looking at Mike. And when Mike looked at him, Mike just kind of turned his head because he knew the guy was scared.
Right.
You know, he didn't want to hurt his feelings.
Anytime a man look at you
that
across
dude,
the
man.
Ring.
Yeah.
He don't care about nothing else. Just you.
Right.
You there.
So you try not
y'all
to look at
him,
him right?
Y'all see him looking at me, right? Oh, okay. Oh, I
well,
thought it was
some animals, some yeah. animals that they tell you... they say don't look in their face.
Mike Tyson.
Don't look in their eyes like some wolves. And
right.
Say, him don't and look Chuck in their
Norris.
Eyes.
Right.
Because they'll think that you're challenging them.
Ooh.
That's kind of like where this
Chuck
guy
Norris
is.
And Mike Tyson on that level.
You know, you looking at them guys, man. Them guys letting you know. And that stuff just go right in through you, man.
Right.
You know, you can tell.
You feel it.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's all a game.
That's yeah.
why they can be really
intimidating,
good at
yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's a game.
Right.
You know, and the longer they've done it, the more they've learned. And they can just totally cut that whole humanity off.
Mm.
And you're just looking at a stone cold looking killer like that.
Wow.
You know, you can see that. You'd be like, oh, this.
He said, I'll rip your heart out. Like, of your children. I said, yeah. Burst tell me that. I'm getting out the ring. What? Mike Tyson tell that to a man and you just going to stay in the ring and want to fight him?
Oh,
no.
My gosh.
Hey, ref, I'm done. Hey, throw the towel in. No, you got to fight. Throw the towel in.
So give me my loser check. I'm out
yeah,
the door,
hey,
right?
Unless the same thing happened to you that I told him happened to me.
What?
I didn't make it in the ring.
Right.
You know when they take and pull it, when they pull the thing up so you can walk in there?
Right.
The man's foot slipped off the bottom. Uh-huh. That rain came up, caught me right in the midst of my Lord goodness, and knocked me out. I didn't even get any chance to get in the ring. And so I was out before I even got in. They were like, well, what round did he fall out? He didn't even get around. He didn't get in. He didn't come around. He
right.
didn't get a chance to get around. He
oh
didn't
my.
Get in, he didn't
it's
get
so
in the ring.
It's so funny.
That what happened? Well,
that rope hit you right in your Lord have mercy, boy. He take you right out. Ain't nobody no good. Hit you one good time.
They just put him. They put him on the stretcher and just put him off to the side. Just let the
well, my
let
other
the next
plan,
two folks
right.
go in there. All right, here we go.
Because you didn't want Mike to hit you.
Oh, not on purpose.
No, he better not.
Listen, I've heard a lot of boxers talk about that. He said,
well, "I don't want my body."
He said, "Did it? Did it?" They asked him afterwards. So did it go as planned?
Huh?
No, not really. He said, "Well, did you have a strategy? Because it looked like you." He said, "Because it looked like you didn't have a strategy."
I tried not to.
You know what? If you don't get out of my face, I'm going to bust you into my. And the one dude told the guy, he
"Yeah,
said,
you be
know,
next, sir."
He said, "Man, he said every boxer got a strategy until he hits you."
Right.
He said, "Then you just want to survive."
Right.
He said, "Because that man could sure hit hard."
I bet.
Ask Foreman, man. Foreman to tell you. All the guys that fought Tyson will tell you. They were like, man, Tyson would hit you and stop your whole body.
Isn't that something?
Your whole body would want to go into shock.
Wow.
And people be wanting to quit. It's just 5 seconds in the first round. I can't quit. All them.
You can't quit.
You go out and look at all the audience out there. Everybody.
Click.
And you talk about $300-$400 a piece, you know, and you got 8-9 people here, $2,000 seat.
His very next one. His very next one. I'll take it.
And he done bucked. Because the one guy, he broke his jaw.
I remember that, yeah.
Early on. And with almost 4 or 5 more rounds.
Three is going to get the 10, bro.
Go ahead, I'm going to tell you right now.
Go ahead and get the 10, ref. I ain't getting up.
Ain't no sense in counting. I told him just like
three.
That.
Three.
You can count. You might as well just get the 10.
Four.
I ain't getting up.
Ref, I'm not getting up. Just go ahead and count me out. Five. Okay, well, I guess I got to get back up. I'm going to try this time.
Well, no. What you try to do is you get up and you do this like all the rest of them.
Ding!
No. That's too much work. You want to stumble. When you get up, you want to stumble right into the other guy in the corner. And right into all his stuff. Knock his.
I'm gonna stumble into my own corner.
No, you want to really let them know that you out. Boy.
No,
you might try to stumble in yours. They might say he ain't hurt.
No. You stumble into their corner. That's going further into his position.
Like, right.
If he catch you with one of these,
corner, you don't get it.
You gonna not just stumble. You sleep in the corner.
See, you don't get it, my brother. I'm trying to tell you is the ref counting. He don't want to stop like I told him.
Oh,
so I told him to go ahead and get the 10. He want to count off slow. So I got to now get up.
And
for 10, I'm still drugging and fall over into, I ain't getting hit no more.
Why not just get up, fall back down?
I'd have did that. Or get up and let that leg do that little wiggle.
Yeah.
And fall.
Yeah, get that fake replacement right there.
And you know what else you can do too? And you know that one walk, they walk
real funny. Or you wait for them to tell you come to you.
Yeah.
And they make that decision. You got do one of them. No, he good. He can't. When they tell you, here, walk left. No, walk right. No, come to me. Oh, no.
Yeah, he do like this. You walk over there and look at the crowd.
Come to me.
Look at the boy. He's disillusioned.
Exactly. He's just like, are you okay?
All right, this is over.
Did I win?
Over and out. This is over, right?
So
the fight is over.
If you get knocked out before you get in, you ain't got to get hit.
Right.
You can take your own hit. Because you don't know what kind of hit you're going to get.
I know, that's right.
You're going out of the ring. You don't know how hard that boy going to hit you.
Woo.
You ain't never felt one of them boys' hits, man.
Mm-mm. I don't want to either.
Exactly.
Right.
If a Mack truck hit me,
that boy make you go.
It's like you say, them people that he has fought in the past. Big. They big men, muscular.
Oh, yeah,
you know, he knock them out like what? A minute in round?
Apparently, that don't matter. Cause
no, it didn't.
I mean,
Buster. Oh, Jesus. He talking about I wanted to be like Sonny Liston.
If he never went to jail.
After he went to jail, when he got his most cut.
Yeah, but
it was a problem.
But you know they claim he got beat in jail. You know that, right? Just Undisputed.
Oh,
you ever watch
that
movie?
Movie?
Yeah, but that's supposed to be a true story. Mike Tyson
by the way,
got whooped in jail.
By the way of stories of probably how it goes, that more than likely happened.
He was in the rough and tough. I love that movie with Wesley Snipes. He plays the guy who. You ain't seen that movie?
I've seen it a couple of times.
Okay, it's based on a true story. Did you know that?
I hear y'all talking. You know, then Yeah, I don't know.
Because the story is about this boxer who's in prison because of this woman.
Yeah.
That was raped. She claimed rape. It's based on a true story now. It's Mike Tyson. I remember when that happened. I know you remember.
Was that the guy that Wesley played, or was that the guy that the other guy, the champ? Well, he was supposed to be the champ.
Yeah, Wesley was the champ in prison, inside the prison. Yeah, he was the champ. The champ
came into prison, too.
Yeah, which was Mike Tyson. Because they put him in prison as well.
I don't know. I was confused about that.
Based on his story. You have to watch it again. That make me want to go dig it up.
Well,
you brought that interest. You brought that interest.
I won't be putting that nonsense up no more.
Man.
No, it's good. It's good, though.
That's like trying to watch like...
Peter Falk is in there. He arranges the fight and everything. You know that... What's that series he played in? He's the detective.
Columbo.
Because he in that movie, too.
Peter Falk was in there. What did he do?
He's the one who set it up. The boxing. Made sure that the...
Oh, you're talking about inside of the prison.
Inside the prison, yeah.
I didn't pay that movie. I was still at Shawshank.
Now I stopped watching that one.
Yeah, that's the one. That was the real. The boy that crawled through doo-doo is more important to me than the champ. Because what kind of freedom you want when you crawl through doo-doo?
You want freedom.
You want that good kind.
Yeah.
You can wake up and smell the bacon on the other side.
And you know that doesn't, and that's not really reality for a lot of people. It's.
I don't think getting in the ring with
Mike Tyson is reality.
Not really.
Somebody thought about it.
There's definitely a chance you're taking.
Yes, it is.
Because you know
this boy making a lot of money though. Yeah,
he's risking life.
I'm saying he hit you and knock your medulla loose, boy. You done.
And making a lot of money out of this.
What
yeah.
you always say to your solar plexus.
That boy hit me in my solar plexus. And I was just like Richard Pryor said, and a little bitty dude too. And I'm up there, you know, acting good, playing around, you know. That boy caught me right in the center.
Right.
My solar plexus still hurt.
You said, oh,
that was back in 1975.
Not only that, his whole body curled around his fist.
He stopped all that taking blood.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, my hand went with his chest.
You're going to be hitting me.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Straight up fight. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Not that hard.
Ooh. Well, see, they really promoting it right because a lot of people, like I said, we've hit on it a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find some way to take some bets or something because ain't no way you telling me people just think this is going to happen. If he knocked Mike Tyson out.
It's going to be history, however it go. It's going to be history.
Like, you just let that old man knock you out, or you just knocked out an old man?
Say one or the other, right?
It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
Because he is Iron Mike Tyson, but he is the older Iron Mike Tyson.
Right.
Like, but that boy still is Mike Tyson.
I'm going to have to get my hat through so you can make my hat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got you. I forgot
what that's nice
that.
Now and then.
I see. Yeah, we've been trying to put some stuff together.
Okay, that's cute. I like that.
For the most part. You know,
yeah, I like
merchandise.
It.
Merchandise. Trying to find some stuff that we think would work well with, like, all seasons.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Now and then.
Yeah.
That's nice. Real nice.
It's getting there. It's getting there. We're getting it together. I say it's a...
That's great.
It's a process,
It's
man.
A process, but we're getting there.
Good.
The one thing
good.
That you miss even money. If we had the right amount of money, we could do a lot different.
Honestly,
and better.
That might not even really. If it we just make, had a different
it won't
studio,
make what we do.
And it's about exposure as well.
Yeah,
right?
I'm about to say if we had a good exposure and studio, like the studio would just make us feel. A lot better as far as doing content and being able to do it without the complications we have now.
Right.
You know, like us always having to be engineers, the audio tech, and all just...
And you know, we're still using, you know, it's not the best equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just... it
decent.
Works.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
right.
For you know, but that's been the story of my life, I think, because the other studio I had... when I had the music studio, people used to come from everywhere in the city because they couldn't believe that we were able to do what we were doing in those studios. And just like with what we have to work with, mm-hmm. you wouldn't believe what it looks totally different than what you see.
Okay.
You know, because we just take what we got and make it work.
Right. That's good. That's good.
It's the truth.
That's good.
And just add little stuff here and there.
And then you wonder how people get just one little crazy clip of something and put it on YouTube and they get all these views and stuff that don't might even matter.
The same thing happens with those people. You're either going to sink or you're going to float.
Right.
And a lot of times they sink because the weight of that. Because if something goes viral, you got viral comments.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People automatically, now they know you, oh, you out there. Mm-hmm. So now they talking at you, saying stuff. You ain't this, that, you know, all this kind of nonsense.
Okay.
You understand? So a lot of consequences come with that.
Right.
You know? And people are crazy. That's
both ways, too, as far as love and hate.
Oh, yeah.
Because you get some folks that,
you gotta be,
you know, that really right. like you.
Right.
And you'd be like, okay. Like,
a little much, right? Like
you're in the audience.
A little over top.
That, you know, like,
right.
You're in the audience. But you have some people that will really support you throughout the whole thing, man. Like, I know there's a lot of different events and conventions that go on with people that are like streamers, new streamers or new content creators, new YouTubers. And when they go and see people, it could be a connection that they meet with this person mm-hmm. whose channel might be like right here compared
right.
to them being right here. And that was all they needed for them to go here, you know. And then they might bring them together because they've helped them get to that level.
You know you're on radio, right? So can't nobody see what you say when you say right here and right here. So you mean like 10%.
Okay, back to what I was saying anyway.
Okay.
So it's just
well, they don't know what you're
difference
saying.
In perspective.
Well, that's true. So.
Right. A little bit here and a little bit there, right? A little more there.
Either way.
Right.
The whole idea is to grow.
Right, and you're growing.
Yeah.
And you're growing. And maybe not at the pace you want, but like, but you're still growing.
Well, it's at the pace that we can because.
Yeah, because any faster than this,
we
might not be able
much,
to.
Can't take on
keep
too
up
much
with
more.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
Not a lot more. Because just like when we was going to set up today with cameras, we didn't even know how to do that last time we talked to you.
Right.
You know, so that means, you know, a situation where we would have to have two cameras because one pointing over here looking at you from mm-hmm. that angle and one from over there looking at us. From behind you, then you got to make it to where your head, back of your head ain't in it and all that.
But see, when I look at the newscasters on TV and all these
that's
news
why they
shows
sit
in the morning,
like
right there, like it may be like a half of an arc, but still the camera's able to get everybody in, even the guest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the
only
difference
way,
about
you,
this.
You can kind of do it if everybody just was on the same side.
Right.
You
and could, that's what we haven't, we've never had it set up like that.
You could do that. I mean, there's enough room so that
oh, yeah.
small people like us.
Even if. This was back there, and the audience was around there. Then you could have a camera up front and
honestly, you
get everybody.
Camera, you can put our camera over there. Put our camera right here.
Yeah, so.
And another thing that's another thing that I like that he's been developing into becoming more of how you can direct things. Not even knowing that that's what he's doing.
Right,
but
being a director.
He just, oh yeah, man, he got real good.
He told me that the other day, and I never thought about it.
He's good at
but it was just like it was like how things were going. I was just like, okay, well, you know, just figured we should have
yeah,
a plan
yeah.
going into it,
right?
But he was like,
you can do some little skits,
it, you know. So
that'd be
yeah.
great too.
Yeah, it's just all part of it. You know, what time are we supposed to go at 12:40, 15?
Hello, caller. You are on the air.
Linda, you got your hands full of those gentlemen there are putting it the way it is, you know, and it's an interesting show. I get a big kick out of the comedy and the love and the true facts of life. It's a good show. So you all take care, okay?
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
You try to be entertaining for folks, you know?
Yeah.
As Joe always says, you never know who's listening.
No, you don't.
And that's the whole purpose behind this, because you could do the same thing here that happened when my man that used to be the preacher. Now, I know we know what we're talking about. What was the guy's name? He was huge. He was Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Billy Graham got saved and brought to God by one guy that they had this tent revival in this little place, this mm-hmm. little town. And it wasn't nobody showing up. And Billy Graham was one of the few people that came to that guy's tent revival. And as a result of that, he gave his life to Christ. And now look at all the people he influenced.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you don't know, man. It's always cool.
Millions. I was just looking at one of his crusades, and you know, like at the Ball Stadium, you know. Mm-hmm. But you don't see that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, there's thousands and thousands of people way up in the, way you know up, what you I call that? Bleachers. What?
The body that they call the church should never have given up their position. And when them guys start allowing media to start dictating to them and telling them how to live their life and not have, if you're a child of God, you're supposed to have the best.
Yeah, that's so true. And we are out of time. That was Willie Harris, Tap 1 to San Jose. Thank you, and thank you, caller, for calling in. I pray it's not your last time, but thank you so much. Linda Sims, the voice of the people. Over now. Have a nice weekend. God bless. Thank you.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.